Hello, Sherry. You're snowed in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
You're loving it.
Oh, we look forward to it every year. It's winter.
Well, this is it. This is it.
That's right.
Whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm kind of a rural Taihape in between, I guess if you like, in Awakuni, Wairu and Taihape to a triangle. We're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So the husband, we have a business in Wairu. He's gone in there but had to turn back, and he's borrowed the next door neighbour farmer's tractor to get into town because it's just the snowdrifts are really huge.
Yeah, I mean, my cousin is in Awakuni at the moment with her kids, and so we're getting pictures and videos from her on Facebook and via WhatsApp at the moment, and it looks like there is a huge amount of snow there. So if Awakuni is anything like where you are, then yeah, you're inundated.
Well, I've been here for 35 years in the district, and used to be like this in the 80s all the time, and but definitely not like this. You know, we haven't had power, and unfortunately our generator died too, so you get that.
Is that what the husband's sorting out in town at the moment?
No, he's dealing, we've got a business in town, and all the ice creams and pies and everything have all thawed, so, you know.
Pies and ice creams for dinner tonight then?
Oh, no, thanks.
No, I deal with them every day. I don't want to eat them. And so are you just at home by yourself at the moment?
No, I've got three grandchildren. One's panicking because he works in Palmy and can't get back to work.
Oh.
So I've got the three grandchildren here and half a dozen dogs.
Well, they'll be keen on the pies and the ice creams.
Yeah, nuts. Too far. No, thanks. I don't. And I love pies, nice pies, but, you know, you sell them all the time. You don't eat them all the time, do you?
No, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. And so what are you doing to keep busy then? No power?
Directing the kids, you know, just sitting in the armchairs. Nothing you can do. You can't go outside.
No.
One of them's outside on the veranda or on the deck with one of those big rubber things that you push all the snow along. You know, they use them to clean them in cow yards. You know, they like a big rubber broom. And you just,
Yes.
So he's zooming along the deck trying to get that sorted, but, you know, he's knee-deep in the moment.
Has someone made a snowman? Tell me someone's made a snowman.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and a snow couch as well.
And a snow couch!
Yeah, that's fabulous. We put a blanket on it and sit on it. It lasts for about 2 weeks.
That sounds like a great picture for Facebook, although very cold bottoms, I imagine.
No, you've just got to be tough out here in the country.
This is what always comes back to whenever I say anything about it being hard. I just get told to toughen up. But you're right.
That's right. Harden up, you guys.
Will do.
See, folks,
I'll work on it throughout the afternoon and over the weekend. Stay warm. Look after yourselves. Waste of pies, though.